Today is the best day in the history of ever. So let's talk about the beauty of simplicity. My name is Alex Red and my life is nothing but an experiment. The other day I was watching a YouTube video about leadership and the guy basically said there are only two things you need to know to be a leader. And his research went back thousands of years. And what I liked about it and what he kind of explained is that we forgot the simple solutions over time. Because obviously lots of people try to work on breakthrough concepts and do a lot of research and everybody feels like I need to deliver something, right? I need to come up with new findings, otherwise I don't get the budget for more research and basically I'm losing my job and I sit on the street and I'm broke and I'm like a failure. They dig really hard and do a lot of research and they make sure they come up with something tempting. And things get more and more and more complex because you have to come up with something new to sell it. Right? Makes sense? Okay, so back to that video, and he basically said the two things you need to know about leadership, and I love this simplicity, really. He said, rule number one, it's not about you. What does he mean by that? We had it before, when you're a leader, you're working for your team, not your team does work for you. Your job is to provide an environment and support so everybody in your team can become the best person this individual can become, right? You develop them, you support them, you service them, you coach them. You help them grow and become the best self. This is what you do. It's not about you, it's about them. It's about your team. It's each and individual member of your team needs to grow to its best self. And it's your job to make it happen and to support it. So it's not about you. It's not about what you want, where you want to go, ideas you have. You're the person who provides the service for the team, not the team is like carrying you on their hands. So you have like the king status in your little jungle of bureaucracy. The second rule, and now it's getting really interesting, is that it's all about you. Rule number one, it's not about you. Rule number two, it's all about you. And this was already figured out by leaders in ancient history. And it's still true. So what does rule number two mean? Because it kind of counterattacks rule number one, right? Like first says, it's not about me, and now it's all about me. You have to switch perspective to understand rule number two. Rule number two is how you do the job of rule number one, which means you provide a service for your team members, for the people you lead. And how do you do it? You do it by being authentic. And you can only be authentic when you're yourself. So it's all about you. Don't try to copy, mimic other successful people or whatever else. You have to provide this service and help people the way you are. Be authentic. If you're like more of a funny person, then do it with a smile and do jokes and stuff like that. If you're very serious and analytic, provide the service to your team in a serious analytical way. The point is always they need to understand you, but how you deliver the value needs to be authentic, needs to be natural for you. And otherwise people will feel like you're playing a role, you're kind of faking it, and now they don't know. Do you fake your personality traits or do you fake what you say? It's just like they just see fake, and fake means, whoa, we step back, we listen, but we don't execute yet because we're not sure if this is just like a bit off or you try to trick us into something. The trust folds if you're not authentic. And trust is the foundation so you can deliver your service and is the base for rule number one. It's not about you, you need to help others, but to be able to help, they need to trust you. And trust comes with rule number two, authenticity. If you're yourself, they see, hey, this person, it's him, right? Like, he's not faking it. He really wants to help us. And it's his nature to support us and help us and make us grow to whatever we can become in the future. So it's so simple, right? There's a billion leadership coaches out there, and everybody has a deck of PowerPoints on how you need to lead and how you can squeeze more performance out of people, make them work harder and make them love you and make them trust you and make them support you. But I believe simplicity is a true thing, and I kind of like the idea of that ancient leadership knowledge that in the first place, it's not about you. In the second place, it's about you. So I want to leave you today after this short video with a question. How do you lead? Do you focus on what you want? And do you try to be that person that some book or coach told you would be the perfect leader? Or do you try to be yourself? Today is not just the best day in the history of ever. It's also the first day of the rest of your life. Make it count and enjoy the ride.